it would be better though if Manita take over. Right now, when the doctors are hired here, we really don't have anything to say. They'll just do your own step to us up here. But I think if Manita take over, the board, the Manita board and our own EUFACs will be able to select the doctors that are, that apply for the positions up here instead of us just getting doctors with no input from us.
On C4, I think it's kind of mislabeled here. What we meant was traditional skills, and that's the same thing we're talking about, sort of like in the hunting, but more like in the mother's club type of thing, to where they can pass on their skills to whoever's interested. And I think that it also ties in with the Language Cultural Heritage Center, in that it would be the place, or probably the best place to do it. And you know, it's sort of being put together right now, so a lot of things aren't real sure as to where they fit. But the traditional skills we're talking about is, say, what's been traditionally the men's or the women's is stuff like sled building, kayak building, and for the what used to be the traditional women's would be the sewing skills. And whatever else they think is a skill, like the preparation of maybe some different types of native food and all that. So I think that's probably it. Part of what it is.
Okay, in each, it looks like the Manila ISPASAIC coordinator would be the person that would be responsible for working on this. That's what it says here. And what we would do would be to form these traditional skills groups in each each village and have them set up their own program where they could be taught. That is, if a village wanted to do that, they have to go through their own elders and do that too.
I think when we talk about traditional skills,
Continue being a fluid. So miksi oli teidän lähtöä, kun oli lyhykseitpä?
Traditional skills. Analiittu. Se on uunakin virjaa, niin panee niitä tapauksia.
Se on
viisi.
Okay, C5 is orientation for newcomers, and what it's supposed to do is provide some kind of a orientation program for people that first come up here, especially now these that have their own ideas as to what we should be like anyhow. What it'll do is kind of provide a package type of a program to where it'll have a tape, maybe a slide thing, and some kind of a maybe a pamphlet of some sort that would explain to them people that are coming up here that we're a little bit different and this is why we're different, and not to get them so off on their own track when they first come up here to think that we're here to be saved or something. And that's pretty much what the program is supposed to do. And
what we would do here is we would try to get every agency, the ones that need this the most are the school district, Manila, Public Health Service and Park Service, and some of the state programs, and the ones that import the most Nalalmis. And we try to get them to put in their own policies that they would have this program. Any newcomer would have to go through this program within a time period, maybe 3 months for some. Like the school district said, to make it worthwhile for their new teachers, they'd have to do it within the first 3 months of school, the time they come. Other people might take a little longer, maybe 6 months. And we'd work with them to put this into their policy once we developed this program, and they would have to do it. Right now, my feeling is that the media committee should be responsible for this. They would put together, because we're talking about putting together a videotape, maybe slides, and written material, and they're in the best position to gather all this stuff. In most cases, we're not talking about doing something new. There's something already done. They just have to piece it together. And this program would be available to all of these people, along with a list of or to all the villages, along with a list of people in each village who could help them. Because it would be general. It would talk about the Nana region. But when it's held in Kotzebue, there'd be Kotzebue people that come in and talk about Kotzebue to add on. Or if it's in Chungnak, it would be Chungnak people who would talk about it so that it's a complete program. And it's something we've needed for a long time. The school district is the only one that's ever tried to put together a program like this, and the way they did it, it took so much time that they couldn't afford it, so they quit doing it.
Well, I think this would really be useful up here, you know. Being involved with, you know, the search and rescue myself, you know, I experienced a lot of times that if some of these non-natives especially that come up here and want to learn our lifestyle, I think they need to learn first our lifestyle before they try to do something. And I think this is a good start in maybe teach them something so that we won't have to go out and look for them every other day. And besides, they need to join us in our efforts to take care of these kind of problems. I stress in the search and rescue that we need to invite a lot of our school teachers, and because a lot of them go out weekends and they don't hardly know whose campsite they run into. Try to educate them any way that we can to survive, and try not to disturb native allotments and things like this. So I hope that we could also program this into our search and rescue efforts too sometime. And I think this is good.
And I think they should monitor in Bat Valley.
We're trying to do these fast, so we didn't go over them, but there's some of the things I'll just go over since you brought that up. Would be values, culture, and history, role of elders bringing up children, how we're related, traditional foods, religion, hunting, games, everything like that, how to communicate, how we communicate different than them. Sometimes when we say yes, it means no, and or vice versa. These kinds of things, try to teach them how to communicate better with us. Talk about traditional healing and how we look at life and death and health in the region. How we're organized, what kind of organizations we have, how we make decisions in our villages, what kind of services are available to them that we have, and where we're trying to get, where we're trying to go in our region. And things like safety, traveling in the region, and dressing right, and that kind of thing. So some of the search and rescue stuff would be in that. So those are the basic things that they would put into this. And then when they're, depending on where it's held, then local people would add to it, so that you know it's the stuff for Kotzebue was taught to the people who are here, and the stuff for Ambler are taught to the people who are in Ambler. Next one.
Okay.
Go ahead, Pete, the last one.
Okay, this is award for traditional skills and what we do. And the whole thing is kind of pointed at some type of recognition for traditional skills, and to do it at times when appropriate, like to maybe do some on Man of Day during an annual meeting, during Inupiaq Day, and other days when a lot of people congregate, like graduations and things like that. The way it would be handled would be sort of like the regional elders council would make a recommendation to from nominations from probably the village elders council to maybe through the Inupiaq Day, and from the community it would go from nominations from the community to the village elders councils to the regional elders councils to the Nana Day Award. And to make it more of value to the person who has acquired the skill in that, they should be recognized.
We recognize people for other things now, for making the best grades in school. We recognize them for being good teachers. We recognize them for being good business people. All that kind of thing. All Nalaumi skills. We don't have, except for the awards that I guess that are done during NANA Day, during the annual meeting, those are the only ones right now that where we have awards that have anything to do with being in Yupak. You know, you guys pick on a regional basis, you give awards to people who are helping out in Yupak values and that kind of thing. And so this strengthens that. But on the village level, also try to get people who are good hunters, good skin sewers, good Yupak people, give them awards so that everybody can see that they're being recognized for their doing the right thing too. And so try to set it up. And Robert and Reggie would be in charge of making sure that people are doing this throughout the year. And that when these awards are made, that this information is given to the media committee so that they can make sure it gets in the radio and newspapers and that kind of thing so people will know about it.
How many awards do we usually do during annual meeting? Well, that's not how many you want.
I think when we started that, we were trying to get you to give only one. Yeah. 1 year you guys gave seven, so it's up to you. You can't say no to how many you say.
I've always done trying to get an annual meeting for that. Okay. That's it for this part.
Yeah, unless you want to take and approve them. The only committee, new committee that you're forming on this group is the Hunters Committee.
Now we would have got culture, can no more have got a body in touch. Motion Nalu, Motion Nakalu, Akul Dalsik. I am going to get a little bit of that. We saw to take some camera, and not fucking nail it some at you know what. So that up to it, look. And then Motion Nayapa.
I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to break a long nap, dude. 10 minutes break. Next on our...
We're not finished yet.
Oh.
We got to tie all this together, so let me finish it up, okay? When you, we need to organize this so that people will continue working. Every one of us need to get direction from somebody. And so we have to get all of this together. What I'm suggesting, I didn't get a piece of paper on it, because I had to wait till we were all done and we didn't have much time. But what I'd like to do is recommend that this is how we organize this. You've approved all of these different committees. Media, language, hunters, health, scouting, tribal courts, cultural heritage center, leadership, youth camps. Well, they're not really a committee, but they're a program. And social worker teams. And they need to have somebody... make sure they're doing their work and they can report to and that can report to you so you'll know whether these programs are working or not. This is on the regional level. And so what I'm suggesting is that you have a steering committee. And we've already had a steering committee made up of three people that's been running the regional strategy program that you're going to be, all of you are going to be working with in the next couple of days. Thursday and Friday. And that committee has been made up of the president of NANA, the president of Manila, and the school superintendent. And what I'm suggesting you add the mayor of the borough, and that takes care of the four regional organizations that run things anyway, most everything. And what they would be is they'd be a standing committee that would work on Inupiaq State stuff for you. And they would report to this committee. And then they would keep track of all of these programs that are going on. Anything that you add on, new programs, or if some, you know, and then they would make sure they keep working on those programs. They would also be the committee that would work on leader selection that we talked about for the region. The staff here right now, we're not saying you change the staff at all. The staff would be the staff we already have, which is Robert and Reggie and Lila. But these would be how they would operate, the standing committee. They'd all report to the steering committee. So it would be Willie, Marie, Jim Elliott, and me would be the steering committee. After we go to the villages and talk to their people about them, if they set up, they would have a steering committee too. They'd have to figure out who'd be on the steering committee. It'd be people like whoever is their city council mayor, their IRA council president, maybe the NANA board members in that village, the Manila board member, and I don't know who else. They'd be the steering committee for that village. And then they would have these other committees. They'd have their own hunters committee. They'd have a traditional skills committee. If they're one of the villages that have a youth camp, then they would have a youth camp program. EPAC Day, crisis intervention, these are those ones that are going to work on suicides and violent deaths, that kind of thing. And maybe even a language. If they have a language program in that village, they would have a committee to work on that. So that's how the village ones would work. And so you need to appoint, to start with, the steering committee. I'm suggesting these people for a few reasons. One, they're in control, the four people, myself, Willie, Marie, and Jim Elliott. We're in control of almost all of the programs in the village, one way or another. Every day we work on it. And by working together, we'll make sure our programs support Inupiaq Dene Qasait, as well as being able to, if we need somebody, we can always get somebody from our, that's working for us, to work on something. Any questions on this?
Gianni, before I read this, you know, I think this letter means what you have here. I think at this time I'd like to read it to the council so that, you know, no other action will be taken on this letter. It's just a request that something like this be drawn up. It looks like you guys are ahead of this parent advisory committee, so this copy of this letter will be just be distributed to the elders council and Reggie and Johnny and the others. You'll do that. Lila make copies and just send copies. Parent advisory committee was formed October 28th, and it said elder conference, Cottage, Alaska. During our parent advisory committee workshop, our first item on our agenda was to review the EPAC values. It took us the entire morning to discuss the meaning of each values listed. They met this list here, EPAC Ilikusek. A representative from each village was at this workshop. We came to the conclusion that these values were not very specific and need an expanded and more realistic explanation. As a result of our consensus, we are hereby requesting that the Elders Conference see that the group of Nana people review and revise and expand this list and make it a more meaningful and relevant list which will express the values as we know them. And attached to this list an explanation booklet which teachers and instructors and families will be able to use and understand. Elmer Armstrong and Mary Goodwin were there at this workshop and understand what we were expressing. And we have representatives Paula Mills from NOTAC, Nathan Hadley from Buckland, Scott Jones from Ambler, Pauline Barr Deering, Lucy Jackson, Kiana, Thomas Pongalik, Norvik, and who was from Selwick?
Joe Ballett.
Joe Ballett, yeah, from Selwick. Sally Custer Shungnak, Joe Swan Kivalina, and myself from Constance and Mary Goodwin. So looked like this committee is a few steps ahead of our advisory committee, so that's fine. I won't ask this council to take any action because it's already been done.
Well, it's not. It's not really, Elmer. We still got to work on it.
Yeah.
So that's.
But I mean, it's already been started.
Yeah.
Within the
it's
plan.
Something that
yeah.
we need to do, and we need to go to work on it. So that's good. But we have to keep some kind of organization that you can work with, because when we did this the last time in 82, it all fell apart, except for the few programs that, you know, that we were working on through Reggie and Roland and Robert, those few programs. And in some schools, the Inupiaq Day programs, even without our help, they work too. But most everything else that we tried to get started, it fell apart. And even in Shungnak, where they had the best program going, After a while, it fell apart too. And so we need to have people who are working on it pretty much all the time, making sure the programs are working. And so that's why we, you know, you already made all these committees here. But this one, this is the one that's going to overlook them, the steering committee. And that's the only committee left you need to appoint. And if you do that, then Willie and Marie and Jim Elliott and I will be responsible for making sure these things work, and that you get a report once in a while on how we're going. So we need to. You don't have to go by my recommendation. We talked about it yesterday a little bit, but we never even agreed on it when I was putting all this stuff together this last night and this morning. I was trying to figure out how we could keep this thing together and keep it working, and that's the only thing I could think of. But you know, we could have other people on that steering committee too, if you could think of other ones that you want to appoint, or even take off some of the ones that we, you know, that I recommended. Pointing the steering committee.
Ugutam na janib pagalakha umunag lakun sibodni sabalak to to pinya tariga wa tapko parent advisory workshop pakapta pagalakha ni tapko intendil ko seta program hoy tapko maglay paglay wigna Abik tuk suwi tik mati ni kan senyap mati dua orang ini duit paling yang utar semua sini tap kuniya steering committee ni kau kiri ya kiri tik mati ni mati tap rumah nak lupa motion ni semua tap nak lupa awal steering committee tap kuni.
Okay, now that this is formed, what we'll do is the steering committee will meet, and we'll go over all of these programs. We'll meet with the committees and make sure that they're working and getting started. And then we'll have some way of keeping track of them, making, you know, helping them out, making sure they get their work done. Robert will need to have meetings in all of the villages to talk about the programs that we're having, and to see if the villages want to start some of those programs. And we'll be traveling pretty soon here, November and December, to each village, like Nana has been doing every year, and we can bring these up during those meetings in these villages. If we start on November 17th in Kobuk and Shungnap, and I'll be going along for the borough, and Jim Elliott or one of those people will be going along for the school district,
and a lot of programs you want to at least take another day, different time, unless she changed her mind.
Okay. Well, even if she isn't there, Robert, I can help him, can present this, and then the villages then can approve their own programs, each village, and it won't be just the elders there, it'll be the whole village, but the elders will try to make sure your elders go to those NANA meetings when and they have them in your village, so that you can talk about these programs and decide whether you want to have them or not. And based on that, then we'll know who to help set up the program. And this, what I would think, at least right now, the steering committee would meet or report to you once every, well, maybe twice a year, in the fall and in the spring, because we don't do nothing in the summertime anyway. At least twice a year they would report to you on how these programs are doing from their side of it. Even though you will report, each of you will report from your own village, we'll report from what we're doing. And I forgot one other person, you know, we'll just add him to. The chairman of that steering committee should be Robert, because he works directly for you. He should be the chairman of that steering committee. Then you'll have somebody there all the time that's from your group. So Robert, you're part of that steering committee too. I forgot to mention you. So, other than what I told you before, which is you need some point to talk about these problems that elders are having, so that we can work on a program to stop people from doing bad things to elders. And you need to talk about elders council training, so we can have some idea of what kind of training we can help you put together for elders councils. Those two things you need to work on, because we can't work on them by ourselves. Other than that, all of the work that we've done in the past couple months, you've approved. I was a little worried when we first started how well we would do. We had lots of people involved, and all those people worked hard to come up with these programs, and now we need to try to get them going. And it will mean maybe at least one, if not more, village meetings in every village to help them out and get them. Some of the things will be talked about as part of the regional strategy on Thursday and Friday in the different task forces. They'll be talking about some of these things in the health, education, and social services task force. They'll be talking about the health programs that you already adopted. They'll be talking about these crisis intervention teams and the social worker teams. They'll be working on those in the next couple of days. So some of this stuff will already be worked on. Others will have to go along and see what the villages want to do first before we can work on them. I hope we've done a good enough job for you. We tried to address all of the things that were listed before as goals, and then come up with a few more that we think are needed. And this will give us a new direction. We know what we have to work on, and we can start working on it again. I think our state program was kind of falling down in most cases, and now we can get it started again and start doing the right things. So thank you. Thank you on behalf of all of us who got a chance to work on this, that you gave us a chance to look at, work at this stuff. Otherwise, we wouldn't have done it if you hadn't said we needed to do something. And that's what you're there for, and you need to keep doing that. If you think that we're not doing enough in some area, let us know, and we'll go to work on it. I'm done with that one.
Okay, we'll go on the agenda then.
Okay, I'll make this real short. You know that the borough was formed last spring. We don't have much of a program going. We're just getting started. We had an election just in October where we elected a new school board, a borough school board. We just appointed a planning commission. We also elected at that election a charter commission. The charter commission will be holding hearings on developing a charter for the borough. And you need to pay attention to that because that's going to set the rules for how the borough works in the future. And it's going to be important because we need to make that charter so it reflects Inupiaq's, because most of us are Inupiaq's. We need to make that borough Inupiaq instead of being a Nalal Me tool. And we need to work on that. As far as what we're going to be doing, we're trying right now, working with Kaminko, to try and get them to put up some money to run the borough. And we haven't gotten very far. Hopefully before the year is out, we'll come up with some kind of agreement so that Kaminko will give the borough money to operate, and we can operate some programs. Most of them will be supporting Nipay Dilitrasse, training, and helping them with the reptile. And if we get some money from them, then we don't have to tax anybody. We don't want to tax anybody. In fact, I think before we taxed, we would look at cutting out borough programs. If we get no money, we'll be down to, right now I have 5.5 people, one part-time person, working for the borough. And we'll probably hire a couple more if we can get the money. If we don't, then we're going to have to, by next year, cut down to about 4 people. And then the year after, we'd cut down to about 2.5 people. We could run that borough with that few people, but we wouldn't be able to do anything very much. We'd still have the power to plan and zone, which would give us some control over the land, so I think it's worth it to have the borough going just for that. And it would also give us control over the Red Dog mine, and that's important. So we could keep the borough going without taxing anybody. So it would help if Kaminko gave us some money to operate. And that's what we're trying to do. So that's it as far as the borough is concerned, unless somebody has questions.
What time the borough report the Lakahan name of Pinasha? Or Lakhni Yugo? Chan Nimit? Uka? Mayak Sahota? Uba ko tiga pag masama pa na kanya yung taglan tag sin nga siksangat uba ko tiga kami kud go ko red dog kun sabang na ata kun uba maning mik yung 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 to uba kung matunag lang kala pinyaktaan nga yung usuli pimbagat asi makanok manik aku tu nak cuma itu sama tu di juga kerja adik sangat tiga nak koran lah tu.
Nothing to be taken to see.
John, only one question I have. That road still going next summer, right?
As far as we know, it's still going to go.
How much involvement is there in
the LNF? We will have no involvement at all, except that what we're going to do is work with the state on their local hire law, and we're going to pass our own local hire law for the borough, which will cover that area. So we're going to try to get local hire, and that's about all we can do on that road, because all of the agreements have already been made, between Cominco and the state on how they're going to work that.
Also, another question was asked to me a lot of times by not only local people, but other residents.
Union, or they can bid it non-union as long as they follow the Little Davis-Bacon Act as far as wages are concerned. So we don't know. We have no idea. What we're going to try to do is make whoever gets the contract hire local. NANA will be working, NANA and Cominco will be working with the contractor to try to help them hire local. So we're going to try to get as many jobs as we can on that road, but you know, we can't guarantee it. The only last thing I have is that either myself or Willie Goodwin, our planning director, will be attending all of your meetings. I'll attend them if I can, but if I'm not here, then Willie will attend.
Okay.
From the borough, because I think somebody from the borough should be here to at your meetings all the time. Every time you regional elders council has a meeting, somebody from the borough should be there.